Jehovah's clients has half mission of Zion, Habartzin, Bahabartisan. These are two different types of woolen covers. But Lamatikin, these are woolen pants. Umenoloi Hapinet. These are shoes made out of remnants of wool. Loyobit Behan, actually, if somebody who buys any of these things, he cannot wear them, or in the case of the covers, he cannot use them as covers, until he checks to make sure there's no linen mixed in with the wool. As in such a case, it would be client, and it would be forbidden to use them as covers, or to wear them. And somebody who buys woolen clothing from a guy, he has to be checked to make sure that linen is not mixed in among the wool, and it would be also to wear it as it would be client. Rabbi Yossi Omer Abba Michof Hayam Umedinas Hayam Eran Tzrichem Bedika Mipnei Shechaskasam Bekambas. Rabbi Yossi said, somebody who buys any of these things from the coastal cities overseas, he wouldn't need to check to make sure there's no linen mixed in with the wool, because overseas it's very difficult to find linen. Linen is very expensive, so there's no chance at all that any linen would be mixed in among the wool. If there would be anything mixed in with the wool, it would be canvas, hemp. And hemp, which is similar to linen, is much cheaper than linen. So therefore, overseas, where linen is very expensive, if anything would be mixed in, it would be canvas, not linen. So therefore, you would not have to check any of these things for a client. Of course, that was only in those days, where linen was very expensive and wasn't found in certain areas. But nowadays, where linen can be found anywhere, anybody who buys woolen clothing from a guy would have to have them checked to make sure there's no linen mixed in, and it would be client. Somebody who buys a wool-lined boot, he doesn't have to worry that there's any linen mixed in, as we're sure there's no linen mixed in, and it's not client, so therefore, if he buys this wool-lined boot, he doesn't have to check it for linen, as we know for a fact that no linen would be mixed in with the wool, so therefore it's not client at all. The only time you have an issur of client is if the client was spun and woven, meaning to say that if the wool and linen threads were spun, and after they were spun, they were woven together to make a beged out of pishtun and semer, in such a case it would be issur as client. But if the threads weren't spun, or if the wool and linen weren't woven together, or they weren't attached together in a secure way, in such a case there would be no issur of client. Namar, the prophet said, Lo toba shatnes. One may not wear clothing that's shatnes. And the word shatnes can be broken into the following three terms. Davashu shua, tavoi, venos. Something which is smooth, meaning the wool and linen threads were combed to make them smooth. And the wool and linen threads were spun. After they were combed, they were spun. And after they were spun, they were twisted. Meaning you took a few thin threads and twisted them together to make them into thicker threads. And after you combed and you spun and you twisted the wool and linen threads, you then wove them together to make them into a baguette of linen and wool. In such a case, it would be usher as client. But if you did not comb the threads, or you did not bend the threads, or you didn't twist the threads, even if you weave them together, it would not be client. Or even if you did comb, spin, and twist the threads, but you did not weave them together, or you didn't attempt the linen and wool in a secure way, in such a case it would not be usher as client min ha-Torah. As min ha-Torah, a beged that's made out of linen and wool is only usher as client as if you combed, spun, and twisted the threads, and afterwards you wove the wool and linen together, or you attached the wool and linen together in a secure way. Only then would there be an usher of client. Rav Shimon Halevi takes the word shatnez, and he said that word is implying the following, that a person who wears shatnez, he wears a beged that's made out of pishtun and semer, he is twisted, and he is twisting the ways of the Father in heaven onto him. Such a person who is over on what the Torah says and wears a beged that's made out of linen and wool, he is a twisted person, and also twisting the ways of his Father in heaven onto him.